Everyone, welcome back to the White Coat Club. This is Lindsay and Nicole, and today we're going to be talking more about the next steps to take after getting waitlisted. If you haven't done already, don't forget to like and subscribe to get more BSMD and med school admissions advice. Nicole, do you mind telling us a little bit about what does being waitlisted mean?
So waitlisted isn't really all that tricky. You're not in yet, but you're not out. They're just going to have a little bit more time to process your application, and they're going to kind of wait for some other numbers to come in first. A lot of BSMD programs waitlist also. Drexel, UMKC, AMC, Brooklyn are definitely some BSMDs that we've seen. I know even this year, Drexel waitlisted for just the interviews. So just kind of trying to get a feel for, who is definitely wanting to go there and who's maybe not so much top on their list. Some waitlists are really long, some like pretty heavily. Some rarely like admit from the waitlist just because it is such a long waitlist. But others definitely take kids off the waitlist. So you might get accepted, you might not, but you're definitely not completely out of the running yet.
Yeah, this year I actually did have a girl who was on the wait list for Drexel. She found out like on a Monday or something like that she was off the wait list, and her interview was I think on like Thursday or Friday. So she had like a 4 or 5 day turnaround. So you definitely could get off the wait list. You never know. And then of course I'm sure you've had 10 more kids who haven't gotten off the wait list. So it just depends. Now, if you are waitlisted, there definitely are some things that you should do. And the first and maybe most obvious one is to read the wait list letter carefully. Every school will have different things that they want you to be doing. Like I know for, I think it's like Case Western and University of Michigan, if you get put on the wait list, they do want you to confirm you want to stay on the wait list, and they want some other information from you as well. And so you just have to make sure that you're looking at the deadlines and any of the next steps mentioned in the letter, so you're not missing anything and kind of taking yourself out of the running accidentally.
And even if they don't ask you to confirm if you want to stay, you should just decide yourself if you want to stay on the waitlist or not. And then by telling them that you don't, that's going to help other students, other candidates who might be on the waitlist kind of bump their way up the waitlist. So it's kind of like a game. It's almost like musical chairs. There's spots, and everyone just needs to pick where they want to be, kind of. And then other schools can kind of adjust, pull from their waitlists, and like see where their numbers end up later on. So decide if you want to stay. Think about, what's the likelihood of you getting admitted to this school. Sometimes it's hard to do based on numbers, but again, if you read the waitlist letter carefully, they may give you some insight to that. And then think about your other acceptances so far. Think about financially. Think about, all of the other factors, and then ultimately make that decision. Either confirm, yes, I want to be on this waitlist still, and then I think Lindsay's going to get into what to do next about that. Or say thank you, but no thank you, and then respectfully decline.
Some schools do want you to send in a letter of continued interest. Some schools do not want you to send in a letter of continued interest. And so in that waitlist letter, they should give you some information about that. And if you do have any questions, you can always like ask or look it up online. Sometimes they'll also just allow you to send in like additional information. If they do allow you to write a letter of continued interest, you should be reaffirming your interest in the school. You can add any new achievements. Sometimes this can be tricky because if like you applied in November and it's now like January or February, you might be like, well, I haven't had like a ton of things change. I've been applying to colleges, we had winter break. But think about like any changes in your grades. Like maybe you've continued to maintain all A's this semester. Maybe you've like won an award or you qualified for like states in speech and debate or something along those lines. And then you can also just like once again tell them why that school is your top choice. Sometimes schools will let you, in addition to like a letter of continued interest, like send in additional letters of recommendation. But once again, only if the school permits. I was talking to an admissions officer like just this week, actually, and she was talking about a girl who got waitlisted, and she said that they sent in like 7 letters of recommendation to her when she listed. And she was like, I didn't read, I read maybe one of them. I can't remember exactly what she said about how many she read, but she's like, I'm not reading all 7 of those. They didn't add to her application. They a lot of times don't have time to do all of that. And so, you want to be smart about what you're sending in. To that end, too, like, oh, I guess I should have mentioned this before about the letter of continued interest. That letter of continued interest should be about a page, maybe even less. You don't want it to be pages and pages of like, why you want to go to, University of Michigan over anything else. They're once again not going to read it. They've got limited time. They've probably got, you know, hundreds, if not thousands of kids on the wait list. And so, you know, making sure that you are using the time wisely is smart.
Definitely figure out what they're looking for and try not to send them things that they're not really looking for.
Yes.
It doesn't always bode well. And then make your alternative plans. So even if you're deciding, yes, I want to be on this wait list. Okay, well, what's your second choice? Definitely keep dates in mind. So some of these wait lists can, you know, last for a while. Unfortunately, that may mean you need to deposit somewhere else by May 1st because you don't want to lose that spot there. So definitely make sure you're committing to another school by their deposit deadline. And then look into transfer options if you're dead set on it. So if you're saying, you know, this is my number one, I don't want to go anywhere else. Now, you know, potentially look into if you want to do like community or something like that and then transfer later on, look into like what those options could be as well.
And I think kind of what you said too, like make alternative plans like now is smart. Decide what you would do if you did get off the wait list, I think is always a good idea because I had a student a few years ago, it was after the May 1st deadline. She put in her deposit, like at her local state school. She got a great scholarship. And then she was on the wait list for a BSMD program. She did end up getting off the wait list, but they gave her like 48 hours or something like that to decide. And so already kind of deciding like, you know, is this my top choice? Like, would I go there if I did get off the wait list? You know, thinking about those types of things was helpful because she was scrambling for those 48 hours and kind of in a panic, but they could give you like a really short amount of time and it definitely could come after May 1st. Now, for some things that you should not be doing, we definitely don't want you to panic or take it personally. We definitely have always worked with kids who kind of spiral when they get waitlisted or deferred or rejected. Admissions can seem unpredictable to us because we really don't see the whole picture of what the schools are looking for. They could be looking for like diversity of class or, you know, they need to like keep the genders kind of equal or, you know, they had a lot of kids in your major or whatever it is. So it's like nothing necessarily against you. I always tell like being waitlisted, even though it doesn't feel like it, is still like a good accomplishment. You aren't rejected. You're still in the running. You're still a strong candidate. They just don't have room for you right now. And so, you know, things could change. People could get into like their early decision school, or they could get into their dream college and then withdraw their like candidacy from, you know, your dream school and then open up a spot for you. So you really never know what's going to happen. So definitely don't panic or take it personally. Just keep, as Nicole kind of said, make those alternative plans and keep moving forward towards your future.
Yeah. And the other thing, don't start harassing the admissions office. Don't continue to email them. You shouldn't call them obsessively. It should only really be done if there's a specific reason or noteworthy item. So for example, if you're going to happen to be on campus during spring break and you want to schedule a visit, that could be a good reason. But we're not just going to call them to update them on your application. That would already have been done in your letter if they're accepting a letter. And if they're not accepting a letter, if they're not accepting things like that, don't call and just to tell them it's, if they're not accepting it, it's because they don't want it. They already have enough to look at and evaluate. So definitely don't continue to call or email. It's definitely not going to be in your favor to do so.
And we definitely don't want to pin all your hopes on getting accepted. You know, it could happen. It could not happen. Some schools will have, honestly, I was looking it up for another student, but they had like 7,000 students on their wait list. Every school, as we kind of talked about at the top of the podcast, will have different chances of getting accepted off the wait list. And, you know, it just depends. But definitely like look towards your future. You know, if you end up committing to another college, you know, put all your energy into be really happy there, especially after that May 1st deadline. And you never know. What you think isn't going to be your dream school very well could be your dream school. I don't think that there's just like one place that will make kids the happiest ever. I think there's a lot of places where kids could be happy. And so if you do get waitlisted from your dream place, just remember, like, you could be just as happy somewhere else.
Yeah, there's so many unpredictables and, you know, you'll end up somewhere and you'll kind of look back and say, well, wow, if this didn't happen, if that didn't happen, if it, you know, I never would have ended up where I am right now. And it always does work out. We talk to kids years later who were so devastated by what had happened with their, you know, admissions year. And then here they are thriving, doing exactly what they want to be doing, so happy. So it all works out. But if you are still kind of gunning for one of those spots on a wait list, keep it cool. play your cards right. Do what they ask you to do. Be professional. Because again, they're not only looking at your application in terms of like your grades and your scores and your stats and all that good stuff, but they're also looking at you as a person. And if you're not handling the waitlist very well, they may not really want someone with that kind of personality on their campus. That may just not be a good fit for them, and they may recognize that. So, yeah, really be intentional with the behaviors.
Yeah, completely agree. Follow the rules. Be professional. Be respectful. People who answer your phone maybe can't control if you get accepted or not, but they could leave like a note in your file too. And so
Yes.
those
Yeah.
are the things that you have to remember.
They will. They'll put a note typically like you called and this is what you said. And there's always notes on every student. They'll see it.
They'll see it. Yeah. Be cool. Be cool, I think, is our advice this week.
Keep it cool. Yeah.
Anything else you want to add?
I don't think so. And it happens so much. So
Yeah.
don't worry, but there's definitely some things to do and don't do.
Exactly. Yeah. And I think it's probably going to happen probably more and more. I think as kids just apply to more and more schools, I would think that more kids are just going to go on the wait list as colleges want to make sure their target enrollments. And it is a changing landscape. And so things might change from year to year. And just because everyone got off the wait list the year before does not mean everyone's going to get off the wait list this year. So well, things will change. I think one last little piece of advice to them, thinking about it, don't compare yourself. That happens a lot of times where, parents or kids will sometimes be like, well, my friend got in, they had a higher, I had a higher SAT score than them. My grades were better. I thought my extracurriculars were better. But you don't know what else is going on behind the curtain. They could have actually had like an extracurricular that you had no clue about. They could have had an SAT score that, they took it one last time and you just didn't know about it. Or, they could have just fit what the school is looking for better. There's no point in comparing yourself. So just remember that and just know that you did what you did. And I'm sure that you got a lot of other great acceptances in your pocket too.
Yeah. And I kind of mentioned this before, but I do want to circle back a little bit again with that making a plan. So at this point in the admission cycle, if you're waitlisted somewhere, if you're waiting and then have that other acceptance, in your back pocket that you'll go to almost as your backup. But then if you have schools that you're really not even considering anymore, let them know that you will not be attending. Put yourself in someone else's shoes. Someone else might be waiting to get off of that waitlist, and that may be their dream school. Definitely letting other schools know as they come through. If you're like, yeah, I applied, I'm happy I got in, but at this point, it's just not a school in the running for me. Go ahead and let them know that you're going to respectfully decline that acceptance. So then it just helps move wait lists faster everywhere. If everyone kind of followed suit with that, it would. I think some kids try to play the game and, they want to hold out. And I know sometimes they're looking for more scholarship money and all of those things. But if there's schools that you definitely don't plan to attend, let them know. And then, the shuffle can kind of shuffle its way faster.
Yeah, even if it doesn't help you, it will help someone else. So, yeah, I think that's
Yeah,
such a good
it could
point.
be good karma.
Yes, 100%.
Good admissions karma. Just everyone be respectful.
Yeah, I think that's a really great idea. And something small too you could do, it does take a little bit of time, but it will be worth it. And as soon as you find out kind of that you know that you've got into your early decision school or your ED2 school, withdrawing yourself from your candidacy is what you're supposed to do, but make sure to do it. And then same thing, like you absolutely know you're never going to go to your safety school because you got into like a match school that you love way more, or vice versa. Like actually, you really want to go to your safety school because you got great scholarships, because it's a better fit for you, whatever it might be. Withdraw from it. It'll just be, yeah. I think that's everything I got for getting waitlisted. Can you think of anything else you want to add?
No, I don't think so.
Perfect. All right. Well, it's a little short, a little sweet, but I think that's it though. And so if you want some more great content about BSMD and college admissions advice, don't forget to like and subscribe. And we'll see you next time.